St. Martin's Church from the office, specifically my office, but the funeral, Barbara Bush's funeral was there this past weekend, so probably the prettiest church around. It's really nice.
I agree. Looks like it belongs in Europe or something.
It sure does. Yep. It does not belong in Houston, Texas. we have no zoning here, folks. So you can just
you could build a liquor store right next to that beautiful church. It's perfectly fine.
And I mean, you could you could just tear down a house in a neighborhood and stick a skyscraper. So
yeah,
not a lot of thought there, but we'll see what happens in the future. I think hopefully the flooding helped with some zoning. In any event, you know, we've been getting a lot of questions around insurance products, and you know, Mike Robertson and myself, I kind of have the same view on insurance products. If we can buy one to solve a need, then by no means, you know, great. Let's use that as a solution. But just buying insurance, just slapping, you know, annuities in your portfolio, we don't do that here. We don't do that here. Laziest way to invest capital is an annuity.
But it makes the financial advisor a lot of money, and that's the ugly truth of it.
It is. There are some annuities that have a 15% commission, which
should be illegal.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
it's steep. But even, you know, we keep getting a lot of questions around insurance. So I'm just going to touch on two quick things. You know, term life insurance, a great way to solve the need of, you know, you have young children, something to happen to the main income generator, male or female, you know, that's a great way to hedge that risk.
I would add in, I have two young kids. I have $1 million term life policy for 20 years. I figure, well, I got it a few years ago.
And
so
what does that cost you, $200 a month?
I have high cholesterol, so it costs me a bit more than I'd like to admit. But so another tale of morality here. Take care of yourself and, you know, take good care of your health, and you'll actually pay less for your insurance. But no, even so, I think I pay, it's actually less than 200. It's not that bad. Yeah. But it would be even less than that if I had lower cholesterol. But I figure, you know, look, my kids will be out of college by the time that policy expires. If I drop dead of a heart attack, then they're on their own, you know? I mean, this will get them through college.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a good example. Other one, most people buy insurance for estate taxes. They buy insurance to capture what they think the estate tax is. Now, current for a couple, $22 million. I would say the insurance for estate taxes business just dropped about 90 to 95%. It's just not at $22 million, that wipes up about everybody.
Sure.
I mean, and people who are get hit with really heavy state taxes, you know, they're given most of their capital away. So, you know, just to clarify that. So, I mean, we're happy to solve those specific needs. Now, there are other things, business continuity, key man. I mean, there's different scenarios. I have a K&R policy, kidnapping and ransom. I'm oddly worth more if you kidnap me than I am just free roaming the earth.
Taking notes.
The dodo bird just roaming the earth. So specific needs to specific people, but the first two I mentioned are the most common. So if either one of those issues, you know, come up to you, you know, we can discuss. But you know, people keep asking, what about insurance? What about insurance? Well, this isn't Edward Jones. We're just not going to sell you a bunch of stuff.
Fundamentally, you have to ask the question: yeah. What is insurance? Insurance is protection against a loss. You know, what potential risk or loss are you looking to insure against? And you know, most people, they need insurance for their house, what have you. But you know, if you can't answer that fundamental question, what is it I need protection from? Then you probably don't need insurance.
Well, that and you know, one thing I tell people, and I tell everyone to do this now: buy flood insurance. I mean, unless you live in the middle of Manhattan on the 30th floor, I would buy flood insurance. I don't care where you are. Rising water is a specific, I mean, it can be 1 inch.
And that's all it takes.
If it rises in, I mean, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollar damage. Flood insurance is just not that expensive.
There's no difference between 1 inch and 3 feet.
That's right.
I mean, it's the same damage, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, You're right. It really, it's about 6 inches and 10 feet is exactly the same.
Yep.
Because at about 6, you're above that baseboard, and it just everything goes.
Yep.
So, some food for thought there as people start thinking about these ways. As Charles says, ways to hedge risk. But anyway, getting a lot of questions about insurance. We're here to guide you if you so need some assistance there.
Well, and when you talk about rising water, a lot of people think that they're covered on their regular homeowner's plan for water damage inside. Yes, if a tree goes through your window. And then
rain comes in with it.
Yes, different. Yeah. But that's always been a big misconception with people. But
a lot of people learn that the really
I've
hard way.
I've seen some stories lately, and there's actually one on MarketWatch this morning, talking about climate change, and it's showing what the world's going to look like or the country's going to look like, 20 years from now or something. And even Manhattan, it turns into a more of a lake.
Really? Yep.
Texas
is okay, right?
No, Texas and Florida are the ones that are supposed to take the biggest hits.
Dallas is okay, right?
Well, you'll probably be the new coastline. You'll be the new beach.
If Robertson has to relocate to Dallas, then so be it. No.
Yeah, you'll become a coastal city. I don't know.
It's kind of like the George Strait song, Oceanfront Property in Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean, could that was he just prophetic?
Well, it's a long time ago, there was somebody we had on the radio show, and they did an analysis. Mm-hmm. You could give them your address, and it would, go out 50 years and stuff like that. And I did that, and I have it. It's a rather thick report. But anyway, I have it. So I've got a little ways to go before I have to
Well, that makes me feel better, mm-hmm. because I actually believe Houston, Texas, everywhere in Houston will flood eventually.
Sure.
So
pretty well already
there's no safe place, which I think will change this part of the country in perpetuity. Because if you know your house is going to flood, why would you move here? I mean, just seriously. Especially when you can get a great paying job in a place like Denver, Colorado.
The Chamber of Commerce will be writing you nasty letters here in a little bit.
I'm sure they will. Anyway, you're listening to Straight Talk Money with Chase Roberts and Peggy Tuck. Charles Sizemore. We'll be right back after these important announcements.